Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, yes, you, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Man, that was a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise, man. The show's going. And I had a whirlwind here at the beginning of the show today.
Well, you know, that's the biz.
I bought you a sandwich wrap, and it was jammed with vegetables and some chicken.
Avocado chicken. Not that much chicken, by the way, on my end.
Yeah, it kind of fell out of the top. It was in the middle, wasn't it?
It was a real weak chicken.
Yeah, I think so. I think I had enough chicken there. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Maybe it was in the other half. I only ate half of it.
I saved your other half. It's all rolled up and waiting for you so you can have. It's quite
splendid.
We had that over there. We met with Wade Applegate, who's handling our sales department over there. Wade seems like he's ready to go on the job, doesn't he?
He was like a sharpened pencil. First day of school.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. Famous name, Applegate. Any relation to Christina Applegate?
Maybe.
You don't know? It might be.
Well, we got to find this out.
We got to find this out. Maybe do some research.
If it is, then we can use that in many ways.
Yes, we could. So, anyway, Wade's joined the staff. Mike Geary is here. Mike was working production wrap at a Showtime. We got a big deal coming up on this. It's May 27th on Thursday this month at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. It's an evening with you. It's going to be a virtual event. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's Thursday, May 27th. It's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And the gist of the whole thing is going to be join Mike and I for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers.
That's very true. Couldn't said it better myself. You've got to go to the website, though, and sign up. Fred's going to be on video. You're going to get one-on-one questions. You go to omgvip.com. Jot that website down, omgvip.com, and you can order the events for the whole evening, and then you go a special backstage thing where you go backstage and have one-on-one with Fred.
That's right.
I'm even scared to do it, but a lot of people will.
It's going to be very titillating, be a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and we're going to be freewheeling that whole time that we're on the air with you
worldwide
folks.
Worldwide.
So get your tickets, boy, get them and get them fast.
OMGVIP.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special evening coming your way Thursday, May 27th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called An Evening with Fred Dreyer. Here to tell you more, Fred Dreyer.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer, inviting you to my special live stream event. It's An Evening with Fred Dreyer, Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me and Mike Horn for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers. After the event, join me backstage for a virtual meet and greet. You'll be able to ask me questions one-on-one, get a virtual photograph, and a video of your experience. Get your tickets now at omgvip.com. That's omgvip.com. See you all there.
Don't miss it. Thursday, May 27th on your computers, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. But you got to get your tickets at omgvip.com. omgvip.com. Back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the man who drinks alkaline water with a passion. The all-healthy, all-knowing, all-amazing, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show. Great to be with all of you as it is every week here with Mike Horn. Mike, it's always great to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's a handsome shirt you're wearing.
Thank you so much. I thought I'd do a little pattern there to go with your straight color there. And where's that from? Is that from Rutgers?
It's the Rumblers, buddy.
Oh, the Rumblers. I'm sorry, the Rumblers. A lot of people don't know this, but Fred used to be in the old roller skating league as part of the Nashville Rumblers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Did you ever tell him that story?
What was that?
You being on the Nashville Rumblers, the old roller skating franchise in Nashville.
Yeah, I threw more people out of that ring.
Out of that ring. Was very important, huh? You do it. We've got a lot of people tuned in here today. We should mention that we come to you on crntalk.com with radio stations all around the country, and we're on Amazon Echo and Google Home. Just say, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. You can hear the show. Or, hey, Google, play CRN3 on TuneIn Radio. We're on all different channels on CRN. We're on Sports Byline radio stations. We're on Sirius XM. Here's the deal. Channel 217 on Sirius, Channel 203 on XM, channel 967 if you're online. Whoa. Listening there.
Boy, we're climbing the ladder there.
Which I like to do a lot, too. And then, of course, we're everywhere on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com. A lot of people on Facebook Live right now. Hello to Bruce. Hello to Kathy from Lawndale, Nikki, Chris from New York City, Pamela from Georgia. Everybody checking in. If you got questions for Fred, get on over to facebook.com, check out the video of the show, and ask us some questions because Fred will answer them for you. And we'll get to your emails, too, today.
Yes.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Now, Tim Tebow is heading back to the NFL. Have you heard this story, Fred?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
What do you mean, unfortunately? What does that mean?
I don't think that's a news snap, is it? I mean,
no. I like
to. Let me ask you a question. How many years ago was it since he last suited up?
I think he was drafted as a quarterback, played for the Broncos in 2010. He had a playoff win. He was pretty good in that season when he was on the Broncos.
Yeah.
But he never really panned out at quarterback. I think he played for the Jets, didn't he, and New England Patriots. And then I think in 2015 he was with the Eagles.
He hasn't played in like eight or nine years.
Yeah, after 2015 with the Eagles.
I'm sure he's still sharp.
He went into – wait a second. He went into baseball and was in the minor leagues, was playing in the Mets organization. He retired from baseball back in February of this year when he decided that, you know, I'm not going to really be able to make it. Maybe it was February last year. I don't know. But he's now been training. He's not going to come back as quarterback. He's working out, and he's going to be a tight end.
So he's going to do a lot of squats, gain an awful lot of weight, mm-hmm. and be on goal line short yardage as a tight end.
Yeah, he was had a workout with the Jaguars last month, and Mercedes Lewis, an NFL tight end, said he thinks Tebow has a real shot at success at that position because he's smart, athletic, and knows the game as well as anybody.
And he's going to get hit like he's never been hit before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, he's not. I mean, a quarterback is one thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But you know you're
protected. Hopefully,
but you got a lot of people protecting you on every play.
Right.
On this play, he doesn't have anybody protecting him.
So it's he against the world.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Now you were the all-pro defensive end. You were out trying to get out there and do some hits. But this guy's the tight end. He's going to.
That's
he's
right. There's a distinction between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
So, we all, you know, anybody that can hang around in this league and get paid the amount of money they're getting paid is a blessing. And he's a good person. And I think that's what Urban Meyer wants out of him is that relationship with the players and to reflect the program that Urban's bringing. And I think it's kind of a smart thing to do.
I would agree with you, and I think if he wants to do it, this is what America is all about. It's about time we got back to the basics. If you think you want to do it and you can do it, you get in there and you see if you can. And I'm pulling for him to be good.
How old is he, about 34, 33?
Does it say how old he is? 34? 33. Yeah, he's 33 years old. Yeah.
So he could conceivably do it if he – you know, remember, getting hit, you know when you go up for the ball,
yes,
is a new thing for him. You know, you're exposing yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so, but he's a good athlete. He's a big, strong guy, and he should fare well whether or not he fits into the scheme of things. They'll get him in there to where he can help.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly. Now, we have some information here on our website. Kathy has brought to attention something I noticed, and I will tell you, she went to the omgvip.com website, and it shows the event date as May 27th, 2020. That is incorrect. It should be 2021, and we've already told them about that. It will be this Thursday, or not this Thursday, but the May 27th, the Thursday date, coming up this month, this year in 2021. Fred will be there at the OMG VIP event.
That's right. It's not 2020, of course.
It's not 2020.
That year is gone.
Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know why they put it up there.
But that's the human side of putting this stuff together.
Yes. So it's good. And then people are putting up the signs from OMG VIP. A lot of people went to it already on Facebook Live.
Well, you know.
Sign up. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, they've got the website up there. You've got a way of getting tickets. It's the May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. So an evening with yours truly, Fred Dreyer, and Michael Horn will be there shepherding your questions to me.
Yes.
And we will be laughing it up for the good remainder of the time that we're on with you guys.
Now, James has got a question for you on Facebook Live. He went there and said, good afternoon, Fred and Mike, from Phoenix. And he says, former coach Jerry Burns, who coached Minnesota in the late 80s, passed away. He said, I saw a YouTube video from him in 1989 where he had his profanity tirade at reporters after his team beat the LA Rams. And he said it was hilarious. Do you recall that at all, Fred, when that happened that year? He said, your thoughts about that? He went sort of crazy.
I don't remember.
You don't remember it in the 80s?
I know Jerry Burns,
yeah.
But I don't know.
The reporters apparently got to him and he went nuts.
What he's talking about.
It was on YouTube. So, but tell us about Jerry Burns. Good guy.
I never played with him, or was on the same team as he was.
Yeah.
But I had other, you know, Tarkington and all these guys were fond of him, and I guess that's what matters.
Now, the Tampa Bay Bucks are going to be hosting the Dallas Cowboys. This is going to kick off the NFL season this year, Fred Dreyer, and it's they're hosting Dallas Cowboys in the NFL kickoff game. This is coming up Thursday, September 9th at Raymond James Stadium, and it's going to mark the first time Tampa Bay's playing in the kickoff game, a season-opening contest that was introduced in 2002. They've changed that around since 2002, and so they're going to have the opening game, Tampa Bay Bucks against the Dallas Cowboys.
And, you know, it does kick off the beginning of a new era.
What's the new era?
Well, the new era is there's now 17 games in a regular season.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So as good or as bad as that is, I don't see how it could be bad. I mean, these guys, you know, they show up however they show up, and they play the games, and there's a demand for them, and it's still a great sport. And let's see what happens here.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting season this year. Monday night, maybe we go out to, you think we can go over to the ramp one Monday night and hang out there with the gang over there and have dinner and watch the game?
With a cigar?
I don't know if they allow cigars inside the ramp. You go outside, I think.
Near the ramp?
Yeah, that's the restaurant, the ramp, the one you like.
I can stand on the off ramp. Smoking a cigar.
It's by the off-ramp of the freeway. People can go by.
I'll just pay no attention to the horns honking at me.
It's correct. Is that Fred Dreyer smoking a cigar? Yeah, I think that was Fred. Let's get off here and come back around and circle back.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that was him.
Yeah, that'd be good. Jen Psaki likes to circle back with us from the White House every once in a while, too. All right, we're taking a break. Come back with more. Thank you for joining us. We know you have choices in talk radio. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for being here.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the star of our show, the man we call Sultan. He is the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. 2-1 quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dry, the acting legend. It was on Hunter. Well, Hunter's on Tubi. It's on Peacock. It's on Amazon Prime, and I just found out today you're on Cozy TV. Wade told us that. He watches
Holy
you on
smoke.
Cozy TV.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have it there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Don't forget, you can email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com.
Please do that.
freddryer@crntalk.com. And a reminder, we're on Facebook Live when we do this show, so get your questions going. And a lot of people are doing just that, Fred. They're getting questions going just for you. We have one here. Let me just take a peek here from, let's see. Here's one from Bruce. Wants to know if you play Madden. Are you a video game guy? Do you play?
I am not a video game. I'm not a game type of a person, no.
You play the real deal. It's on the field. Phyllis says hello from Lake Worth, Florida. I don't know where that is, but the lake must be worth something.
It's got to be near Okeechobee Lake.
It's right near Woolworth, which had the old department stores.
The Woolworth.
FW
yeah,
lived there.
Tremendous department stores.
I think so. Nikki says, hi, Fred. She says, I know you said, this was last week on the show. Nikki was listening intently.
Yep.
She said, I know you said you would be so kind to sign something if we were to mail it with a return address envelope.
That's right.
What's the mailing address to send it to? Thank you so much. Fred?
What's the mailing address?
Yeah, what's the mailing address?
Well, I don't have it here.
I just so happen I can help you with it.
You
I
happen can't. To have a business it's, card. You always carry business cards, don't
9135
you?
9135 Alabama Avenue, Suite A. Make sure you put that Suite A in. Mm-hmm. Chatsworth, California, 91311. So 9135 Alabama Avenue, Suite A, Chatsworth, Chatsworth, California, 91311. We'll get a post office box for you soon. It'll make it a lot easier to get things going for you. But you're going to do something with this big event we got coming up that's got the incorrect date on the website at omgvip.com.
But you corrected it.
But I've corrected it. It's going to be Thursday, May 27th. Don't listen to their 2020. It's 2021. It's this year. So this May 27th, it's a Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. That means it's going to be live everywhere. It's a virtual evening with Fred Dreyer. He's going to be there. I'm going to be there. There's going to be questions from you out in the audience to ask him. It's going to be and then afterwards, you pay a little bit more and you get a virtual meet and greet where you go backstage with the Fredster.
Yep.
And you have a one-on-one time with your own personal question that's just for you. And you get a visual photo. You get a video of your meet and greet. And I think Fred's even autographing a special item. Am I right?
A special item, yeah. Whatever that might be. I don't know.
Okay, so we'll find out.
But we're going to definitely be there for everybody. It's a long time coming, as they say.
We've been talking about it for a while. And a lot of celebs are doing this right now. That's why Fred's involved. But it's a chance to hear great stories from his career, both in football and in acting. Right?
Yeah. Normally, you don't spend enough time, actually being specific with callers.
But you will be.
But this time, we are going to be. And this is just one event of many that will follow.
You gave more information to Wade about the Cheers story, which I think I'm going to ask you to repeat at this event coming up on the 27th, about what happened with you on Cheers. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting behind-the-scenes situation that people don't know about.
And the people that audition. You go to omgvip.com to get your tickets. Be the first to sign up. Get in the front row. omgvip.com. It's virtual. Everybody's going to be in the front row. Fred's going to be there with you. It's about an hour event, from what I understand, 45 minutes to an hour.
And it'll go by fast.
Yep, so get your questions ready to go.
You bet.
Should be very, very nice. All right, the New York Jets. in the Atlanta Falcons, the Dolphins,
are they
Jacksonville
still in
Jaguars.
The league, those two teams?
They still both are in the league, and they're going to be going. Listen, it's coming back strong now in the NFL season for 2021-2022. They're going to be playing in London. The quarterbacks.
Forever?
No. Just one game.
I always thought that would be a great way of tricking a team, a franchise
to get rid of them,
that
right?
You wanted to get rid of.
They stink.
Get them on an airplane and then say, oh, hey, tremendous. You're going to represent the team this week. Yep. Stay there.
It's going to be the new quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson signed. They were the top picks there at the draft and whatever. And so this is going to be the teams are set to play in London. On the Atlanta Falcons are set to host Zach Wilson's New York Jets on October 10th. And then Trevor Lawrence's Jacksonville Jaguars will host the Miami Dolphins on October 17th. Both of them will be playing at, is it Tottenham Hotspur Stadium?
Yes. Hotspur.
Boy,
that was
those Brits. They know how to name some place.
Hotspur, boy, that's
come on. Could you imagine
that was the name of a character in a Shakespearean play? Hotspur.
Yeah, and could you imagine, you know, Vin Scully with the Dodgers instead of saying beautiful Dodger Stadium, instead a beautiful Tottenham Hotspur Stadium?
Well, he could do that. You have to pay him. You have to pay him to say that.
By the way, they've come up with the new Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium. I forget the name of it. Someone told me, and it's a weird name. It's not Farmer John, I'll tell you that.
I don't know what happened.
Farmer there. John.
Why would you, if you're either side, the mm-hmm. Dodgers, why, you wouldn't, I guess they feel as though it's all a part of the great changing
yes.
of American scenery.
It is. Farmer John. I just like to say that, like Vince Scully. It's the best from Farmer John.
And they used to, Jerry Doggett used to hold, remember Doggett? Oh, he used to hold it up on
that.
Camera and go, good.
It's good. Now Joe Davis does that. Earl Hersheiser on the TV.
I've
things,
seen that.
Gets that one delivered to the stadium and he picks it up and, you know, it's going and it's gone. And Earl looks at the camera and goes, yeah, you bet. Because Joe is like really gobbling the thing down.
Joe Davis, any comments at all?
No, I think he's getting better. I like Joe Davis.
You do?
He's growing on me.
You think he's getting better?
And I like the guy from Boston that does the radio games.
Tim Neverett.
Tim Neverett is good. I like him.
Yeah.
Charlie Steiner's a little, you know.
Charlie wants out.
Does he want to get out?
Charlie wants out.
He wants to retire.
Yeah.
That's good. He's been around a long time.
We have a van that'll take him to the airport if he wants out.
Thing about Charlie is he'll go ahead, and a lot of announcers do this, and I heard the Angel announcers doing it the other day. It's like, there's a fly ball. It's going out there to deep center field. And he makes the catch on the warning track. It's like, that's not a deep fly ball. Charlie, don't scare me. Don't act like it's a home run and get my hopes up when the home team is there. There's a fly ball out to left field, and he makes the catch for the out.
Oh, and we're all at home on the freeway driving going, oh, I can't believe he missed a home run.
Exactly. Makes my stomach ache when I hear that, I'll tell you right now. All right, let's take a look and see what we also have here at Facebook Live. Kathy is saying... a virtual event ticket has been purchased. Kathy is going to be, she's looking forward to the event.
God bless her.
God bless you. It's going to be good. What else do we have? We have James said that the former coach that we were talking about earlier that you knew but didn't know all the stories about, Jerry Burns. Apparently he was he from Phoenix, and his death was announced today. So he just passed away today. He was 94. Bless his
94.
Soul and his family, and our thoughts and prayers go out to him.
Wow.
Paul Stern also is talking about Jackie Wallace. Paul likes to just throw out names sometimes. I think that's the waiter he had last night at restaurant in Palm Springs.
Our neighbor Paul?
Yeah, neighbor Paul. He likes, you know, he thinks he's real cool. He just goes and throws a name out. Like,
what's he doing that for, you think?
Just to kind of throw everybody off. It's a kind of a Paul Stern thing. Just comes up with a name, you know? Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, it can be interpreted as hostile.
Nikki, by the way, she put up Sultan of Safety. That's you. So
yes,
she's
ma'am.
Announced the
yes,
name.
Yeah.
Beverly is listening. She says, hi, Fred and Mike. Hope you guys have a good week. Just want to let you know, you guys, all seasons of Hunter are on IMDb. Ooh. Also, The Return of Hunter. That's the movie. Everyone Walks in L.A. also is there, too, is on Prime and Tubi. And Highway 395 is on Tubi as well. How do you like that?
How about
she said
that?
She watched Highway 395. $3.95. Really enjoyed the movie. That was the one you made, right? That you put together.
Yeah, we made that several years ago.
You were Rowdy Yates or something, weren't you, in that movie?
I was Raleigh Wade.
Raleigh Wade. I always get confused with you and Rowdy Yates.
Yeah.
From the old Rawhide series.
Yeah.
Nikki says, thanks so much. Phyllis says, Lake Worth, Florida is about 10 miles south of West Palm Beach. Thank you for getting that. No? And I guess the new, that's right, Nikki, the new dogs at Dodger Stadium are Papa Contella dogs, C-O-N-T-E-L-L-A. The package says Contella dogs on it. It's got a sign there, Contella dogs, and they're Papa Contella dogs. You ever had one of those?
A Contella dog?
A Contella dog. I haven't had one either.
I can tell you right now, I have not.
That's very good, Fred. You're sharp. I'm going to get you a sandwich before the show every time.
Ooh, give
that,
me one.
That old wrap is just hanging in that stomach right now, isn't it?
I think the wrap is trying to
escape.
It's trying to reconfigure itself and hop out.
Now, they were saying at Dodger Stadium, and they might do this at other ballparks when they change dogs, they wanted something that would be similar to the Farmer John dog. And so that's the Papa Contella dog.
You'll never find that.
Yeah.
You'll never find it.
Farmer John is Farmer John. Easternmost in quality and the westernmost
in flavor.
Farmer John ships them out here from the east and dresses them fresh locally. I used to read their spots all the time in Kearley. It's a great dog, you know, and they start out with a little joke. You know, sometimes you open the door and it's not really your old Uncle Joe. Well, it's not the same with Farmer John hot dogs because Farmer John brings the real thing out from the east and fresh dresses it locally. So it truly is the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor.
Well,
Farmer John.
There it is, Farmer John. And my favorite spot was always...
Which one?
Jerry Doggett holding it up. I always used to say... Jerry Doggett is holding up a dog. Dodger dog. Doggone it.
He used to pop his peas. Pop, pop, pop like that.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers had a player named Paul Popovich. And this is a true story. One day, Paul was batting, and Jerry was doing the announcement. He says, here's the pitch to Paul Popovich, and it's popped up. The pitch to Paul Popovich has popped up. It's probably funnier, I guess, when I heard it. We'll be back.
Your outdoor experiences... could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's K-A-E-N-O-N-C-A-S-T-1-5. Canon. Clearly better.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Training employees is key, but so is having time to get your own work done. So once you have them trained, be sure to give each other space. If you've got a good training program, your staff should be empowered and competent enough to make most of the decisions that fall within their job role on their own. That will free each of you up to focus on your own tasks. Email is a great way to connect, and the occasional face-to-face meeting is fine. But if you've hired the right person, let them get the job done. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tub-O-Towel's Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tub-O-Towels.
Tub! At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
And welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show. That guy right there, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Glad to have you on board with us here. And so here's the deal with, Aaron Rodgers. I hope he stays with the Green Bay, but Aaron Rodgers and the Packers reportedly trying to work through a rough patch. At least the Packers are. I don't still know about Aaron Rodgers. The relationship, his relationship with the Green Bay Packers appears to be tearing at the seams right now. He's recruiting players, they say, Aaron is, to another unnamed team. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network said last Tuesday it's ramping up. He's wrapping up recruitment efforts, but the Packers still have no plans to trade him. Quoting Ian, he says, "We know that Rodgers has talked to several different players about joining him somewhere else. However, of course, as we know, the Packers have zero plans whatsoever to trade him." So the latest rumor comes after it was reported that the Packers made a significant long-term contract extension offer. So Rodgers and the Packers are reportedly not happy with each other, but Green Bay is making attempts to reel him back, which included making him a long-term extension offer. I'd like to see him stay with the Packers. How about you?
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me.
It doesn't.
No.
Because you're a player, you know.
Well.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of the league, of the game.
Yes, I know you are.
Believe me, there's nothing anybody can do. No one knows what the real truth is. Nothing's been clarified. It's all hearsay, and it's all about 10 different people chirping in, and even some of his teammates, from what we understand, they say, "Well, I talked to him last week, and he's staying. They can work this out." Maybe they can't.
I don't know.
That's the one thing you do. I always go by this. Have I heard anything at all from Aaron Rodgers?
No. And I think the reason is...
There it is.
Aaron Rodgers, whom I like... women, when they go to a new relationship, you notice that they cut their hair. Usually a woman, when she's going through changes, the hair is different. Something gets done with the hair, and that's a warning sign. Aaron Rodgers has got this new woman in his life, and...
Uh-oh.
And so he's not cutting his hair.
There's
something different there. And so the Packers apparently in recent months have made offers to Aaron to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So that would be more than double the $21.5 million that he's going
to
make.
That's close to $50 million.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'd start talking to him. That's pretty good. Come on, right?
He should just forget everything and look at his watch and say, something?
I'll be there.
I'm a couple, three, 4 years away from being with Betty down at the beach.
Yeah.
And that's his girlfriend's name, right?
I don't remember. I don't know. I have no clue. But there's a new woman there in his life, and who knows what's
going on. Women. I mean, listen, sometimes they can be a tremendous help and a salve to a man, and at the same time, they can also murder him.
That's true, whatever you say.
Right.
Now let's talk some baseball, because Bobby Valentine, I always liked this guy. He has launched a political career in Connecticut. Bobby Valentine wants to become the mayor of Stamford, Connecticut. That's a pretty good-sized town. He's making a swing at politics in his hometown. He managed the Mets from 96 to 2002. He wants to be the mayor of Stamford. He's 70 years old. He announced with a campaign video that he shared on social media, said it's official, and he talks about his knowledge and experience with the Stamford community. That's where he grew up and returned. He's been there now. He played in the Major League Baseball leagues from 69 to 79. A manager then at the Mets in 85, before that with the Texas Rangers. He's been recently the director at Sacred Heart University, located in Fairfield, Connecticut. That's about 23 miles northeast of Stamford, right?
Yeah, you bet.
So he owns a sports bar in Stamford called Bobby V's. I think you and I should go there.
We should have we should have him advertise on our show.
Now, there, where's Wade? He just left. We should get Bobby V's. That's a good idea, Fred. You'll come up with them sometime.
Oh, well.
I want to get Bobby V's on the air.
You know, when, once the drugs wear off, I'm good to go sometimes.
He was offered a job managing the Boston Red Sox in 2011 or 2010, and then he got out of baseball. So he wants to give back to his community. I say vote for Bobby V.
Give him the job. Come on. What's the problem, you folks back there? Put him in office.
That's it.
Will he wear a tie going to the office, or will he wear baseball stuff?
I don't know, but Wade wore a tie all the time when he came in here, and today when he met you, he was very casual.
Yeah, I'm very leery of that look.
The wrong guy, not Louis. Very should have worn that tie one more day.
Ooh, man.
After I brought it up, saying that you're going to wear the tie. It's something else over there. Yeah. Now, Dr. Fauci is in the news for you. Just thought I'd bring this up.
Oh, jeez.
Because you're a big fan, I know. And Dr. Fauci said you may be tired of wearing masks, but Dr. Anthony Fauci, the guy that opened up the lab in Wuhan, China, by the way, we've now learned.
Bat Central.
He's now weighed in on claiming that mask wearing could become seasonal in America. So when the fall fashions come out,
he's delusional.
The Dr. Fauci mask.
He's so delusional.
Dr. Fauci. And he would be there. And
he's so finished.
He said that the mask diminishes respiratory diseases. He noted, he said, we've had practically a non-existent flu season this year, merely because people were doing the kinds of public health things that were directed predominantly against COVID-19.
I'm disappointed in you.
So he says it's conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, during certain seasonal periods, he might come up and say, hey, start wearing a mask.
I'm very disappointed in you that you would even bring him onto this program.
I brought that story on.
This guy is a liar. This guy's a miserable sociopath liar. Do you hear me?
I heard you. I think the whole nation heard you, too.
Yeah. Well, he is a liar. And for this guy to start suggesting when people hate the masks, he should just say anybody that wants to wear it should wear it, no matter when. You want to wear it, you want to wear it. Today, I'm driving over here. I'm on Sunset Boulevard right in front of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yep.
And I look across that big six-corner intersection, and there's a girl in a black outfit running on the sidewalk. She's got a mask on.
No way. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was yelling out the window at her. I, that's what's happened to me lately, folks.
Okay, take it easy.
I won't.
I didn't mean to get you wound up.
I'm now to the point where, such blatant stupidity and that is forced upon you is intolerant. I can't, to have Fauci utter anything with under the guise of me believing him to be true. Gee, let's turn on the CNN and find out if Fauci's on, and he can tell me how to eat my lunch today.
Okay, let's calm you down a little bit. Can we do that?
This is all a part of what we're doing.
Justin has sent in a picture.
I'm on the left, just so you know.
Awesome.
I'm on the left.
For those of you on video, you can see Fred with a beautiful grasp of your co-star, Stephanie Kramer, in Hunter. Tell us about this scene. What was this all about?
We were in love. This is a love scene.
So tell us about the episode.
Corey Allen was the director.
What was the episode?
I don't know the name of
those
it.
Those of you listening on radio, will post it on
this
our
was a
website.
This was part of a flashback. See, do I have time here to describe? Do I have
you got, time? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You got time. Go ahead.
The network always wanted us to get married.
They always did?
They just said, and the producer would come down and say, Fred, I know you're not going to like this, but this year we're going to marry you and Stephanie. And I just said, well, I'm not showing up for that show.
You didn't want that.
That's death when you start doing that. When you start putting the lead,
Married.
They're hip to hip, fighting truth and justice and shooting people and throwing people around the ground.
I don't know.
And then you turn right around and you say, honey, are you all right? Then you know.
That would be a good line.
Then you know you're finished.
You could say, works for me, right?
Yeah.
That's her asking you, honey, are you all right?
Okay, I'll go around the back, Hunter.
Hunter. And they would call us a hunter.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
It became, you know, you abuse the familiarity with your audience.
You do.
Well, you do.
But what an abuse this would be right here, I'm telling you. We're going to post this at our Sports Lounge OnDemand.com. You can check.
I got to tell you, I should save this until the 27th.
You should.
I'll save this story until the 20th. No, I'll give you a little sneak
peek. Just
preview.
A little tunt.
I know you need it. You need it. The fans
I
out
want
there,
it.
They're very
I
disciplined.
I need it.
The fans out there are very disciplined, but you're pathetic. You just milk.
I demand some more information on
this. Right around that time.
Yes.
I would make kissing noises.
No. How would you do them again? How was it? And how did that work?
It worked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, it did.
The director said, "I think we can use that, Fred.
Yeah.
Can we get a couple of? Can you get a couple of wild lines from you, so we can push that into the show?
Yes.
I said, let me come outside so it's quiet.
What was a wild line?
Oh, that's a good one, Fred. Fred, that was so excellent.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you.
Fred, that was so good. And I say, Stephanie, you just were so inspiring.
There you have it. This is what you're going to learn about on May 27th of 2021. This May with the OMGVIP.com.
And don't worry about, you know, spoiling these stories if I tell stuff between now and the 27th, because all of this stuff we have a lot of stories that are connected to a lot of stuff. We did 157 episodes, so we've got stories to tell, and we've got some really things that I haven't laughed this hard at in my life.
Well, maybe a lot of our listeners, if you're going to sign up for the virtual event at omgvip.com, send in some pictures you want Fred to talk about, and we can put those up during the event.
It's like I'm being psychoanalyzed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even on your one-on-one session, say, Fred, tell me about this one, and then you shoot a picture in there that gets everybody's your own attention.
Fred, you're in your underwear in this scene.
No, we don't need that.
You're on the roof, and you have a tuxedo on, but no pants. What? Tell us about that.
I don't want to see any of that.
You do. Yes, you do. Yes, you're going to want to see the whole deal.
Fan mail Alma says, still watching Hunter on TV, loved it then, and still do.
God bless you, Alma.
Pete says, hi, Fred, big fan of your football career. Is there a favorite teammate that you have from back in the day? Do you still keep in touch with any of them?
I periodically, you know, you run into somebody or you get an email, but
when you went to Rams training camp a couple of years ago, you guys were palling around a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, it's like being in the Army. You know, you're thrown together for a period of time. You're good friends. You share a lot. You laugh it up, and then you go your separate ways. And 33 years later, you run into somebody at a restaurant, and it's like you never parted.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what it was like. It's like you guys never parted. Like you're part of the gang. It's great. It was great watching you guys connect up.
Yeah.
So we can ask questions about that.
All that stuff.
Football,
is open and ready to go.
Hunter, all that kind of stuff.
And,
maybe.
And when is this? I think it's Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
9 o'clock
maybe
Eastern
time.
Maybe we
can talk about you and Stephanie.
Well,
it might be kind of fun, too. So, it's a 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific time is going to be live across all time zones. It is at omgvip.com. Get your tickets. A virtual event. Fred sitting down talking to everybody, and then a special backstage event, one-on-ones.
I will fill you all in on secret stories.
omgvip.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. If this works out, if we start doing these things once a month or so, this OMGVIP.com virtual event, you'll be able to ask questions. Might even hold one at the ramp. Would be good.
Right, Steve, there on the ramp, yep. Going into the ramp.
Stevie has emailed Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Says, hi, Fred.
Hi.
I still watch every week. Was wondering if they have any favorite TV show that you watched when you were younger or even now. Take care, Stevie.
Well, it's always Batman.
I guess it's a female.
When I'm asked that question, it's
Batman. Was your favorite?
It's Batman.
So you like that one, right?
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I love the Batman. I love the whole campy, crazy thing of it. It kind of defined
it's good.
Right where my friend's sense of humors were, you know, just really right. stupid
Facebook sense of Live group is out there. Nikki says, well said, Fred, talking about what we were talking about before. Pamela said, that episode with you and Stephanie, Unfinished Business.
Ah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. And Gay says, The Kiss. And Nikki says, I haven't got to this episode yet, but she wants you to say the line, works for me. So, and she said, she said, you guys are so much fun. So, I don't know what show she's listening to, but.
Yeah.
Certainly. Did you hear about those guys that put together a boat made of gaffer's tape and like cardboard, and they floated off the coast of Santa Barbara, and then they had to be rescued by people because they drifted out to sea?
For some reason, they didn't think that it would float.
And it did, and it took them out to sea. Had to be rescued. Even you and I wouldn't do anything as stupid as that. Well, you might then try to talk me into going out there.
I've done things like that all my life. I mean,
did you ever have a guy like Arnold McGuffey that just say, Arnold, get on that thing? and see if it floats out to sea or something.
Yeah, Arnold, I got an idea. This thing hasn't flown before, but if you get on the roof with it and jump off,
yeah,
I think you'll be all right.
All right, that's our show. A reminder for you.
That's it?
Yeah, sign up for our big virtual event that these guys do a lot of work on together. It's May 27th, a Thursday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Fred Dreyer on a gathering, a virtual meeting with you, and then afterwards a one-on-one session. It's at omgvip.com, omgvip.com. Check it out. We'll be back with you next week. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
I can't wait to be with you on the 27th, folks. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern.
omgvip.com. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll see you next week.